And you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA NA.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you ordered some wipers online with our free same-day store pickup? No problem. We'll grab those for you so you can get back on the road. You know, we also offer free next-day delivery. You just order what you need on AutoZone.com by 10 p.m. and we deliver it to your front door the next day. It's perfect for those projects that can wait until tomorrow. Getting your job done just got easier. Free next-day delivery on eligible items on orders over $35. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're back. Okay, a couple quick updates. Clemson softball lost the opener today 2-0 to Western Carolina, but they have just taken a 3-0 lead in the nightcap. So Clemson up 3-0. They just added to their lead. It was 2-0, and so they're up 3-0 right now. And I guess that's the third. Is that the third inning? Third inning from where I am. You want in 654-7627. Now is a good time. All right, on this Pitta situation, tell me whether this adds to your level of confidence about Tua and taking him at the top of the draft. Obviously, a different position. In theory, more contact for a tight end. Okay, here's where it started. Tragedy struck the following season as Pitta fractured and dislocated his hip for the first time on July 27, 2013, the first day of contact in training camp. He rushed back to the field to play in the final four games that season. Then it happened again on September 21, 2014, a week three game in Cleveland. Pitta caught a pass, turned up field, stumbled, and crumbled to the turf without being touched. After the second injury, Pitta had an entirely different surgery with long-term stability as the focus. It was performed by Dr. Roger Wilbur in Cleveland, and both doctor and patient came away very confident. Was it stable enough for an NFL player? That was the big question, and one that couldn't be definitively answered. After debating a comeback with his family, friends, and teammates, Pitta ultimately made the decision to return to the game. He always knew there was a chance it could happen again. And so, after a two-year layoff, after the second one, he returned, and it happened again. And you're telling me you want to draft Tua in the top five? I'm out. I'm out. That's been the way I've thought about it all along. Just reading this, it's just more evidence to me. I don't see how, you know, again, I wish I had asked that one last question. How great an increased risk does he have of an additional hip dislocation as opposed to an average player who's never had the injury? How much of a risk increase is it? Pitta's situation makes it seem fairly obvious. It's a significant risk increase. And logic suggests the same to me. A ball and socket that has never popped out is less likely to pop out than one that has. I think you draft two in the top five at your own risk. And I think the risk is considerable. And I, you know, I'm just basing on everything I've heard, everything I've read. This Pitta thing doesn't make me feel more confident about it. That's for sure. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Joe, good. Appreciate you getting in.
You know, I don't know what exactly everything you said about it, but, you know, there's a difference. And you've said this before, there's a difference between somebody off the street having a surgery and a guy that's a quarterback that's going to be hit by a 300-pound lineman. That's a lot of force. So, you know, I just don't see it. I don't really understand. Like, there's a lot more downside than upside with drafting a guy like that. And I know Cowherd and some other people were saying, well, you know, there's other quarterbacks that have been injured, but has anybody had that happen to them? I can't remember one.
This is a serious injury that is not commonplace. And there's, you know, and again, that's even what he's telling you. I asked him, about occurrences during his career, and he had only seen one. All right. And this has been a guy who's been involved with the NFL a long time. So this is not a common injury. And that's what the doctor with Francesa said as well. He said, he said he only knows of 8 cases. I think that's what he said. And so there's very little to go on from a historical resource standpoint as to predictable outcome. And therefore, to me, it's just a non-starter. I'm sorry. I have a 6'1" guy who had all sorts of talent at receiver, who has 2 remade ankles, who now has a replanted ball and socket, and versus a 6'6" guy who's completely healthy with a howitzer for an arm. And I just don't see it. I'm not doing that. You do it at your own risk. I'm not doing it. I don't like your chances from what I've come to understand and glean today, even in today's show. I felt this way before, and I feel even stronger about it now.
Yeah. And one quick thing about the Michigan State thing. Am I missing something about Mel Tucker? I mean, is he that great of a coach? I looked up his record. He's only had 1 year. He was 5-7. And so what? He's a good recruiter at Georgia. How in the world does Michigan State make that decision, Walt? I don't understand how you replace one of the winningest coaches you've ever had in your history with some guy that he's a good recruiter at Georgia. Who cares? Like, I don't really understand that decision at all. Can you explain that to me? When they just could have gone down the road down to Kentucky and wrote a check to Stoops and say, take whatever you want. I just don't understand that at all. Like, why do you hire this guy?
Well, you know, look, I haven't yet touched on the Tucker thing. I like him more than you do, Joe, as a coach. I think he's a brilliant defensive mind. He's a brilliant defensive backs coach. I know he's a really good recruiter. I'm a little concerned about the character elements of it at this point, and that, you know, part of it is I watch those games. All right. And I've heard the things he said. He said, I'm bringing SEC defense to the Pac-12. We're going to change everything. We're going to bring a toughness that this league doesn't have, blah, 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 blah. And now he's gone. And, you know, and just the other day, and I get that things can change, and I get that Michigan State came back to him with more money, that he rejected their initial offering, and that they came back to him with more money. I get that. I really do. And I get that, you know, when somebody offers to double your salary, you know, you may be committed 1 minute, but have to reconsider when the stakes change as dramatically as they allegedly did. I think that Tucker gives you some youthful enthusiasm. He gives you a guy who certainly can coach, not that he's real young, but a guy who can certainly coach defense, can certainly coach secondary, and can certainly recruit. Those are things that I think Michigan State needs. And I can see it from their standpoint. I think, Joe, from their standpoint, given the way that this situation unfolded, which was, there was an immediacy to it. It was, you know, they were thrown into this position based on D'Antonio's extremely sudden retirement. They had few options. And I think they actually came up with a pretty good solution. My only issue is, what is this guy's degree of loyalty? Because, again, what I always wonder about is if the guy just did this to Colorado, what makes you think he won't do it to you? You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah.
You know, what makes you think that as soon as some southern warm weather school calls him that he won't be leaving you the same way he just left Colorado. And my answer to that is I think he will. I think he's a greener grass guy. And again, I acknowledge they're paying him a lot more money. And it's fair to suggest that, you know, that most people, given a salary structure that doubles what you're presently being paid, might be willing to relocate.
Yeah, and Colorado's a tough place and to win, in my opinion. But I just don't understand how you got a guy that's 5-7. I mean, he's not proven. He's not, but appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, no, look, I understand that. I understand that sentiment, and I get it. David, who is a chiropractic doctor, has presented some evidence for me as well on the tightrope series. And I'm probably not going to have time to digest all this right now, but it says in this series, 22% of tightropes were removed. In contrast to previously published literature, this, the second largest study to date, demonstrates a high complication rate, 44%. Before, perhaps the tightrope is not as advantageous as initially thought. Okay. See, now, you know what, Ramona? If that's true, that explains some other things. Because I keep asking myself, if this tightrope deal is magic, why aren't NFL players opting to have it done? Why isn't it being utilized in more places than it is? Well, maybe this is the answer to that. Again, this is a quote from this study. The second largest study to date demonstrates a high complication rate of 44%, which is, you know, for those of you in the Wahala pool room, nearly half. Perhaps the tightrope is not, this is a quote, perhaps the tightrope is not as advantageous as initially thought. And again, that brings a clarity in my mind to why it's not being done all over the place. All right, let me lay out a few things. Oh, before I do, let me tell you about my friends at Stamps.com. Hey, look, are you traipsing back and forth to the post office, you know, a million times, wasting your time and money? Why? Why? Don't you know? Haven't you heard? There's a better way. Postage rates have gone up again. Thankfully, Stamps.com eases the pain with big discounts off post office rates. With Stamps.com, you save 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off shipping rates. That kind of savings really adds up, especially for small businesses. Plus, Stamps.com is completely online, which saves you time. No more inconvenient trips to the post office. And oh, by the way, is your post office open 24/7? Of course not, but your computer is. Stamps.com brings you all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. Whether you're a small office sending invoices, an online seller shipping out products, even a warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. You simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Once your mail's ready, hand it to your carrier or drop it in the mailbox. It's that simple. It's Stamps.com. You get hugely discounted rates from the postal rates. It's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. This is why over 700,000 small businesses have made the switch. It's an absolute no-brainer. There's no equipment to lease, no long-term commitments. Right now, my listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, type in Road Rage. That's stamps.com, enter Road Rage. You will thank me later. Also, before we get a break, let me tell you about my friends at Lakeside Lodge. We have some catching up to do. Still to come, by the way, Rolling Stones. Rolling Stones.
They're ready.
The Rolling
Stones. They're ready. They're already calling me.
They've been trying to get online.
I said, you got to wait for the question.
Hey, it's kind of a big deal. I know.
Yeah, I know.
It's, you know, the Rolling Stones don't come to your area every day.
No, they do not.
And we'll get to that. I'll tell you what, we'll do that as soon as we return. How about that? For the bated breathers in the crowd. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. Look, here's another thing. You must act now. There's a lot of urgency in today's show. You must act now. We started with 118 residences, Lakeside Lodge. We are down to one or two two-bedroom, one or two three-bedroom, and some studios. I don't know what some means. 10's my guess. I have no idea. But we're down. If you want a two-bedroom or a three-bedroom, honestly, I can't even guarantee you can get that right now. But I can guarantee you that you won't if you don't go see Taj Boyd at 906 Tiger Boulevard right now. Taj is the man. Go see him. He'll hook you up. There's still time to get in, but only a wee little bit of time, all right? We're under the two-minute warning. We're like in the last minute of the game, all right? We're in the last minute. The clock is ticking down. Are you going to be Kansas City or are you going to be San Francisco? Go see Taj Boyd. This is heaven for a Clemson fan. The land is heaven sent. There's never going to be a parcel of land like this. It's lakeside living. It's view of the stadium. It's a self-contained city, farm-to-table restaurant, meeting rooms, pool, hot tub, fitness facilities. They have it all. Go see Taj Boyd, 906 Tiger Boulevard. You'll thank me later. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Throughout much of the U.S., especially in the South, Clemson means football. But to the Tiger faithful, Clemson is also known for its signature blue cheese. Developed on campus, perfected on campus, and still made on campus. Clemson Blue Cheese, voted America's number one college-made blue cheese. We hope it's a winner at your table, too. Order Clemson Blue Cheese online at clemsonbluecheese.com or look for it at your local grocer. There's a Google map on the website to help you locate a Clemson Blue Cheese retailer near you.
If you're tired of eating fast food for lunch, stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson for their $6.95 daily lunch specials. Monday's special is mesquite chicken salad. Tuesday, enjoy a piled high barbecue sandwich. Wednesday's special is golden fried catfish sandwich with tangy tartar sauce. On Thursday, try the southern fried chicken sandwich. Friday, enjoy a cheeseburger made to order just how you like it. Daily lunch specials for only $6.95 each. Carson Steak Warehouse at 150 Beltline Boulevard in Anderson.
Thompson and King want you to know that there has been an important change in veterans' rights. Vets or widows of vets who served in Vietnam in the Navy may now be able to receive Agent Orange benefits. Public Law 116-23 is known as the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Vets Act of 2019. These Blue Water claimants may also be eligible if their claims were previously denied. If you or your deceased spouse served in Vietnam in the Navy, please call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com.
Don't just trust anyone with your vehicle. First Class Halt Techs have over 175 years experience. Factory equipment, 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, and free shuttle service. Friendly service in two locations, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson, and Roper Mountain Road, Greenville. FirstClassHalt.com.
Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and you want to look your best for your girl. That's where Rooster's Men's Grooming Center comes in. And ladies, if you're looking for the perfect gift for your guy, Rooster's offers gift certificates and Aveda gift baskets filled with products designed distinctively for men. All Aveda products are 10% off from February 1st through the 14th. Make sure to set up your appointment now. Roosters, 3935 Pelham Road. Call 884-8920.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is offering free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 4747. That's promo code 4747 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
Do you suffer from peripheral neuropathy in your hands or feet, one drug after the other, continual numbness and tingling, burning pain, balance problems, and decreased quality of life? Are you experimenting with dangerous drugs such as Lyrica, Gabapentin, Neurontin, or Cymbalta with limited success and have just been told you have to live with it? Dr. Jeff Legree, founder of Beyond Limits Health Intervention and Pain Relief Center, can help. Now there's a non-invasive, natural solution for your neuropathy right here in Greenville. A solution that addresses the underlying cause of your condition without taking endless drugs with serious side effects. Plus, they have an 87 to 93% success rate helping neuropathy sufferers get their life back. If you'd like to attend the next seminar, you'll learn how to reverse this deadly condition affecting over 50 million people across the country. To reserve your spot now, call 864-412-8141. This is a free seminar, but seating is limited, so call now, 864-412-8141.
covering Spartanburg County with 15 hours of local sports programming. AM 1560, The Roar.
Stones, you know what that means.
It's time.
You know, I honestly, Ramon, I've been in radio a long time, and we've done all sorts of giveaways over time. I'm not sure we've ever done any giveaway where people were as anxious to get in as this deal. I mean, you know, it's just...
Yeah, we had a guy call at the beginning of the show, and, you know, I was fixing to tell him, well, I can't, you know, he doesn't take calls in the first segment, and he goes, are y'all giving away the Rolling Stone tickets yet?
Yeah. How about that?
At the beginning of the show.
Yeah, so people have been waiting for this, and they're already lining up on the phone lines in advance of it. I've had a minute or two to look at this article that... David, the chiropractic doctor, sent me. This is from a British study where patients underwent the tightrope stabilization of the ankle in the Aberdeen Royal Infirmary between January 2006 and February 2009. And just skipping ahead to the good stuff, these two sentences would concern me. In this series, 22% of tightropes were removed secondary to wound breakdown or knot prominence. Other complications included syndesmotic widening, knot prominence without removal, and synostosis. In contrast to previously published literature, this, the second largest series to date, demonstrates a high complication rate of 44%. Perhaps the tightrope is not as advantageous as initially thought. There's more good news for Tua. Oh, yeah. I'm drafting him fifth. I'm sorry. I am out on him. You want that bag of fun? Go ahead. All right, it's time. You know, Ramona, CLSR David, who hooked us up with all of the Rolling Stone stuff. And by the way, it's how many more tours are the Rolling Stones going to go on? I don't know. This is in Charlotte, Bank of America Stadium, July 1st. Again, you're not going to get the tickets immediately. We don't have the tickets yet. We'll let you know. All you're tasked with is winning. All you're tasked with is giving me the right answer. So you're not coming to the station, and you're not hassling Ramona for the tickets, because there are no tickets yet, all right? There's just your name on the list, and when we get the tickets, you'll get them. We'll let you know, all right? Again, do not call. I'm not interested in your knowledge of the Rolling Stones history or lyrics. Do not call if you aren't desperate to go to this event, because... everybody who's been calling all week is desperate to go to this event, and I get it. I've got two sets of lyrics here, Ramona. I actually think the first one that David listed here is too easy, because I knew the first
one. The one that you were
I gave
telling
you yesterday.
Me earlier?
The one I gave you yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Doing the other one.
I'm going to do the second one. All right, so here you go. I'm going to give you a few lyrics, and all I want you to do is tell me the name of the song, and you're going to go see the Rolling Stones in Charlotte. Are you kidding me? People are hungry. They crowd around, and the city gets bigger as the country comes begging to town. What song is it? Line one, Jerry. Jerry, give me an answer, Jerry. Oh, Jerry. Don't snooze on me right now because I'm not coming back to you. Hal.
Hulk is a woman.
Yeah, sorry, Hal. It's a good guess. That's wrong. Who's up here next? Mike, if you win, you're going to the event, right?
Oh.
Yeah, Mike, if you win, you're going to the event, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Give me a winner, Mike.
Waiting on a friend?
That's a good guess, but that's also wrong. Hey, Ramona, we didn't have any wrong answers before this. Is Clemson Dad on to answer the question? Clemson Dad, you win, you're going to the event, right?
I didn't think you'd get this far.
What?
Yes, Mike. Can you put me on hold?
All right, I'll put you on hold. Okay. He's going to speak, Ramona, not answer the question.
I asked you that, Clemson Dad.
I guess he changed his mind. Maybe he doesn't know the answer. Matt, if you win, Matt, you're going to the event, right?
Yes.
All right, Matt, give me a correct answer.
Start me up. Sorry.
You know what? That was the answer to the other question. That's the one I chose. That's the one I chose not to do. That was the answer to the other one. Danny, if you win, you're going to the event, right?
Yeah, it's Danny.
Yeah, Danny, if you win, you're going. You're definitely going, right?
All right, yes, sir.
All right, Danny, give me a right answer.
Rockin' Hard Place?
You are going to see the Rolling Stones in Charlotte, my man. Hold on. I'll give your information to Ramona. Congratulations. Well done. How about that? Danny, line six. Danny, line six. All you other people, you're out. There's always tomorrow. Here's the deal. Tomorrow, I'll have two pairs to give away. And I haven't yet decided. We're going to do it in the same fashion. You will have to be on site at Twin Peaks. Road Rage at Twin Peaks tomorrow. Those are the last two pairs of the week. I'm off Friday for baseball. I'm on vacation next week. So this is it. Tomorrow will be your last chance to win Rolling Stones tickets. Kaput. Done. I will have two pairs to give away tomorrow. And I'll probably give them away. The way I'm thinking about it right now, I'll probably give away one pair at 5:05 and one pair at 6:05. But there will be no phone winners tomorrow. You will have to be on site at Twin Peaks. On site to win. All right. Back to the phones. Clemson Dad, how are you?
I'm pretty good, Walt. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
I ran out of guesses on that contest, so.
No, it's fine.
Congratulations.
To the winner.
Yeah. What do you think about Tiger coming back for the first time in a long time playing on tour? Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, a lot of big names in there.
What do I think about?
I'm gonna make a bold prediction. I think Tiger and Phil Mickelson are both gonna make cut and DJ. So we'll just see how that goes.
Look, that might be, but I mean, again, if we're to the point where we're judging Tiger on whether he makes the cut, then I think that's pretty self-explanatory of where we are, and I think that's the case.
I understand, but if he does, then, I mean, maybe he makes it real well and goes low.
Yeah, I don't know. I he's not played well there before. I'm not optimistic moving forward about anything with Tiger Woods. I'm not. I don't see any reason to be. I think he's just a guy. I mean, that's what he is now. He's just a guy on the tour. He's He's not really anything more than that. He's not what he was. You know, no one lives in fear of him. I think his only possibility for winning a major is still the Masters. I said that 10 years ago. He won one. I thought he'd bump into one. He did. You know, will he ever win another? I don't think so. I don't. If he does, it'll be Augusta.
No.
And I just, you know, I don't think, you know, look, he's the second greatest golfer of all time, which is incredible. But I'm just not sure he's worth the degree of conversation that takes place about him now.
Right. I can understand that. So. But we'll see what happens. He's been rested for a while, so see what happens after Sunday.
Yeah, well, that might help.
Thanks.
All right, Clemson Dad. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Hey, you want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Let me tell you about the health there. One thing, a texter wrote 2009, that's an old study, how many patients? No, the article, again, was, let's see. Where is it? The article was from online, was Orthopedic Proceedings, and it was published online, or it was published February 21st, 2018. And so it's a recent medical article. Jerry's on for conversation, Ramona. Let's get to Jerry. I have a lot to get to in the final segment. I want to talk some clubs and basketball. I have a number of other subjects I want to get to. I also want to reboot because people keep asking me to go through the draft again, who was selected and where. We'll do all of that before we get out of here today. Jerry, appreciate you getting in.
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
Good, Jerry.
Walt, on the last conversation about Tiger, I don't disagree. Him being just another guy, but I think that's where the tour is. I think it's just a bunch of guys. I don't think that anyone has stepped to the forefront to be that dominant force. I mean, they kind of waited on Rory to do it. Bruce Kepkin has had some nice runs, you know, the U.S. Open. But besides that, I think very talented guys, don't get me wrong. But, you know, in a society where sometimes we look for that dominant team, that dominant player, I don't think we really have that in golf right now.
Well, look, I would agree with that. I mean, I think there are some guys who have raised their hand and said, you know, I'm the guy, but only time is going to tell that. And, you know, and when we're talking about, you know, Nicklaus and Tiger Woods, we're talking about historical greatness. And I'm not sure that, I don't know that any of the players who are playing today are going to approach their historical greatness.
Yeah, that's kind of the opinion. I mean, I just don't see guys, you know, I see the talent where guys can do that. I just don't know if we're going to see that again. I'm never going to say never, because if you say that, something happens. So,
How about Kepka?
Yeah, I mean, again, he has the tools, just like with Dustin and with Rory, he has those tools to be that dominant player. But again, you've also got to have that drive. You got to have that take no prisoners attitude again. And all the great ones have that. And sometimes we talk about them, you know, that great players are not maybe the best people that you want to associate with. Well, the reason is they may be okay off the court or off the field, but they've got to, they have that passion, they have that focus to get it done. So,
all right, Jerry, thank you. I appreciate the call. Well, there was some background noise there. He's driving a truck or what, but really terrible story today. And to be clear, we don't know all the facts. Charges are not the same as having committed the crime. I generally err on the side of the victim in all of these circumstances, but two Ohio State players were charged with rape. and one of them was Amir Reap, and the other was Jason Wendt. Reap was a player who played a lot, and probably would have played a lot next year. Both these players have been suspended indefinitely. You know, we'll find out what their future holds at Ohio State, if at all. But really ugly, ugly charges made. Also, on a brighter note, how about this, Ramona? I don't know if I'm going to be able to find this right now. Here's what we'll do. I'll try and find this during the break. Let me tell you about My Garage. Look, Lester and Roxanna just do an incredible job. Lester used to design automobiles for the Ford Motor Company. He designed the building they're located in now. He added these giant diamond-shaped windows in the lounge because he wanted transparency, and he wanted you to be able to watch your car being worked on. So you could sit there in the lounge right above your car or truck and watch your vehicle being worked on. That's the kind of transparency that says integrity, and that's what Lester and Roxanna wanted. Look, their team has well over 100 years combined experience. They do everything in the automotive repair industry, with the exception of they don't do paint and they don't do body work. They're well known for their work with their exotics, but they work on any make and model of vehicle. They're a Michelin Alliance dealer. They carry Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, many other brands. You get a complimentary brake inspection when you mention my name. With oil changes, you get a 32-point inspection if you mention my name. They're at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson, 864-633-5800, 864-633-5800. And oh yeah, they have robotic alignment, where a human being never touches your vehicle and where your vehicle is perfectly aligned every single time. Go see them. Take advantage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Valentine's Day is upon us. And you know, your team at Reed's Jewelers will make sure you find what you want for your loved one. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's Jewelers. Upstairs in Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
Hey, Tigers, this is Taj Boyd with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. We can't wait to open our doors and show our Clemson family what Lakeside Lodge is all about. This one-of-a-kind condo hotel has the best amenities, stunning lakeside views, and a perfect location for spending game days in Death Valley. To schedule a tour, give us a call at 775-5550 or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Lakeside Lodge Clemson, it belongs here, and so do you. Go Tigers.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
There's still a few months of winter weather ahead, which means the inevitable ice storms that hit here in the upstate every year. Don't let heavy ice-covered power lines leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro premier dealer. Ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit them online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
You can always get through to us on the Northland Communications Hotline, 864-654-7627. Call the Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Basketball, David says, incredible conversation with Dr. Chow. Thank you, David. I appreciate it. You know, I saw this earlier today. Pottersville and Easley Chick-fil-A sent it, and then I think King T sent it too. I don't know who originally suggested this, but the suggestion is at the end of every XFL season, the winner of the XFL championship should play the worst NFL team that season under XFL rules. If the XFL team wins, they'll be promoted to the NFL, and the NFL team will be demoted to the XFL relegation. Now, that's something that people would watch. It is. It would certainly add a little intrigue. I don't think the NFL or any of the NFL owners would go along with that suggestion, though. But it's fun nonetheless. Tyson writes, Walt, do you think South Carolina is enough to make a run for the tourney? Playing really good basketball right now. Thanks, Charleston Gamecock. As always, best show on the radio. Thank you. Appreciate the kind words. I do think South Carolina can make a run. He adds, by the way, I was the next caller on hold with the right answer for the tickets.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a bummer.
By the way, Tyson 940 adds, great crowd at the women's softball game. Yeah, it was a sellout. I mean, so terrific home crowd, and
they're winning this one.
Oh yeah, it's six nothing now. So the nightcap appears to be well in hand. So Clemson softball bouncing back. All right, several things before we get out of here. One, let me remind people that tomorrow I'm at Twin Peaks. Come on out, hang out with the show, stay for the after party, as we always say. And tomorrow I will be giving away the two final pairs of Rolling Stone tickets. And this is never coming around again, people. This is it. Tomorrow, Twin Peaks, you will have to be on site. All right. And I'll say it right now. I'm going to give away the first pair at 5 o'clock. I'll give away the second pair at 6 o'clock. And again, you're not going to get the physical tickets. You're going to win. We're going to get your information, and that's how it's going to work. Okay. Clemson basketball tonight at Pittsburgh, 9 p.m. And before I forget, Mark Childress show coming your way at 7, and that'll be followed by Clemson basketball tonight. So stay tuned for Mark. Always has interesting guests. Always an interesting show. He does a terrific job. And then tonight, the Clemson-Pitt game. Look, not an easy game. Pitt's playing pretty well. Jeff Capel has done a good job with that team. This is a team that has great guard play in Johnson and McGowan's, and maybe even more recently in Justin Schapani. Schapani is an incredibly gifted freshman. Schapani just won, I think it was the CBS National Freshman of the Week against Georgia Tech the other day. He scored 30 points and had 9 rebounds. You're talking about a 6'6 guard. It's a guard-oriented lineup. He is a guy that you're definitely going to have to worry about. This team has firepower in those three players, and McGowan and Johnson and Schapani. They have real firepower with those three guys, and that's going to be a bit of a dilemma. They don't shoot the ball well from three. Obviously, neither does Clemson. getting better looks might be an important part of this game. The one thing that I think favors Clemson in this game, again, it's a road environment. It's not an easy place to win. The Oakland Zoo, it's not an easy place to win. And again, they have real firepower. They can score. Both guards are all three guards, if you count Schipani, the freshman, who are all gifted. They're all talented. And by the way, I think he's the most talented player on that team. And I think he's going to be incredible if he stays in college. And if he does, and that backcourt stays together, Pitt's pretty good now, but they could be really good a year from now. So it's something to watch for. From a Clemson perspective, does Amir Sims play? How much does he play? It's my understanding he made the trip. I don't know that with certainty, but I believe he has made the trip. If he has, how much does he play? How big a factor is he? How long can he play? These are all questions that we're going to find out tonight. What about Chase Hunter? What's his status? I'm not sure of that either. Do we see more? Do we see more from Hemingway tonight off of the big performance the other night? Does he get a more extended look? Will we see a few more minutes from Che Jamison? One element, and again, part of this depends how healthy Clemson is, whether Sims is there, how many minutes Sims can play. One element that I think Clemson has hurt Pittsburgh with in the past is Clemson has been more physical than Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh is not a big bruising team. And they don't have an aircraft carrier in the post. If there's an advantage to be gained by Clemson tonight, it would be the physicality advantage. It would be if Clemson's physical maturity plays a factor in the game. This is a game that Clemson may well be able to control the rebounding advantage in, and you haven't seen that too often this year. This team competes on the boards, but they've done it without size. So I'm interested to see that element of it. I think you have a shot in this game. I'm still concerned. I'm concerned that, three games in a row, you've had 44, 44, 57. You're not winning games on the road scoring, in the 40s or 50 points. I mean, you're just not winning those games. That's an average of like 47 points a game. You score 47 points, you're not winning in today's college basketball. It doesn't matter how good you are defensively. And Clemson's been good defensively of late. They've been good defensively of late. But you've got to shoot the ball better. And if you're going to take a ton of threes, then you better make a ton of threes. Again, I think Clemson has some athletic advantage in driving the basketball. I think certainly that was the case against Notre Dame. And I would like to see more of that. I would like to see Clemson put the ball on the ground and go to the rim more. And by the way, that's what Pittsburgh is really good at. Pittsburgh gets to the free throw line. And so much of college basketball comes down to not what percentage of free throws you make, but how many attempts you get. And Pittsburgh excels in that area because they've got guys who can take you off the bounce. And they get to the rim. They get in the lane. They get offensive penetration. That's going to be a factor. So you're going to have to match that because otherwise, if not, here's why this game will end. This game will end with Pittsburgh winning 70-60 and the deciding factor in the game, neither team will shoot it great from three, and the deciding factor in the game will be that Pittsburgh takes way more free throws than Clemson. Pittsburgh can't take way more free throws than Clemson tonight because if they do, they're going to win. That's of all the stats and the elements about this game, that's the one that would concern me the most. This is how Pittsburgh wins. They're not winning with three-point shooting. They're winning because they get to the free throw line. And that has not been a strong suit of Clemson this year. And I think it can be. I think that Clemson can get to the line more than they have because I think in Mack and in Newman and in – in a recovering trap. I think you have guys who can get to the rim. Alamir Dawes came off a game where he played really well defensively against Notre Dame, but did not factor much offensively. I think if this game ends tonight, I would look for the deciding, when this game ends tonight, I would look for the deciding factor to be the number of free throw attempts. If Clemson can stay close in that area, then I think it's a game Clemson can win. If Pittsburgh has a significant advantage in the number of free throw attempts, then it won't be a winnable game. I saw this from at Major League Baseball. And by the way, Major League Baseball has all sorts of issues right now. It's not just the new playoff format that's under discussion. It's what did they know about the Houston situation and when did they know it? And we'll get to more of that. But I saw this, the 2020 fantasy baseball rankings. I have never played fantasy baseball. I don't know how fantasy baseball works. I can imagine. But I have some problems with these rankings. I think some of them are good. And then I think there are some oversights. Again, without being really familiar with how fantasy baseball rankings are done or judged, but the 2020 fantasy baseball rankings, according to Major League Baseball, one, Christian Yelich at the top of the list. Okay. I'm okay with that. Yelich was killing it again until he got hurt with, about 40 days left in the season and missed the rest of the year. If Yelich plays a whole year, I could see that. I could see that. I mean, it makes some sense. Number two, how about this? According to Major League Baseball fantasy rankings, number two, Ronald Acuna Jr. Hard to argue. I mean, you have a spray hitter who reminds me of Roberto Clemente, who hits the ball to every field, has power to every field. I think really just scratched the surface of what he's capable of last year. I could see Ronald Acuna Jr. on the list. By the way, Ramona, you know who's notable by his absence? The guy they paid $300 million to, Bryce Harper, not on the list. Bryce Harper, not on the list, Phillies fans. Number three, Mike Trout. So Yelich and Acuna ahead of Mike Trout when Trout actually has some protection in the lineup. You know, Ramona, everybody's writing me about Jameis Winston and his vision because people know I've been saying that. But it is funny. I mean,
that is wild that you were saying that. Right. And it's nice to know that they're going to get him fixed.
Well, I guess he just had it. I guess he just had this LASIK procedure. But again, you know, I've been suggesting that for how long? Because that's what the film shows. He throws these inexplicable interceptions that make you wonder whether he can see or not. And it may be that he couldn't. He wouldn't be something, though. I mean, if you allowed your team to have 30 interceptions last year because you didn't get this guy to the eye doctor, Ramona, you allowed this guy to have 30 interceptions last year because you didn't get him to the eye doctor, but we're gonna draft Tua number two because with the hip injury, with the hip dislocation.
Yeah, how about that?
Right, we can't even solve, you know, vision issues. Number three is Mike Trout. Trout seems a little low. Number four is Cody Bellinger. As long as it doesn't count the playoffs, you know, if it doesn't count the playoffs, you can put Bellinger. Number five was Nolan Arenado. Number six is Mookie Betts. There's a notable Mets slugger who's not on this list, by the way. Number seven is Garrett Cole. Number eight is Alec Bregman. Number nine is Francisco Lindor. And number 10 is Justin Verlander. Texas 940 said Harper's on the highest paid divas in the league list. Maybe something to that. Hey, let me tell you about Clemson's Best Ice Cream. Look, it doesn't get better than Clemson's Best Ice Cream. It's all from ingredients that are grown, produced, right here in the state of South Carolina. Look for the certified SC label. That's a symbol of fresh food from local farms. Clemson's best gourmet ice cream, sold by the pint, and homemade vanilla, strawberry shortcake, peaches and cream, caramel butter pecan, and of course, Carolina almond coffee, which is the greatest flavor of all. It's been another incredible year for Clemson's best ice cream. Real milk, real fruit, real cream, 700 glorious calories packed into one pint. That's what we're talking about. Real ice cream, not take all the good stuff out and charge you more money. Go to Bilo, go to Ingles, go to the Smoking Pig in Pendleton, go to Hubbard Young Pharmacy. Go get yours today. I promise you will thank me later. Text says only because Trout has been more injury prone lately. Yeah. And there's been a lot of idle speculation about that as well. Because apparently, for medical reasons, he's had to take something, according to articles. Before we get out of here, let me tell you about the health there. A Harvard study submitted by the health there shows that belly fat has been strongly linked to a host of serious diseases, including heart disease, cancer, dementia. Don't ignore it any longer. It's what's causing your symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea. The health there can help because belly fat is what they focus on eliminating from your body to get you back to optimal health. They did it for Jim, who lost 53 pounds, 26 inches, got his sugar and cholesterol levels back to normal. At the health there, the second person's always free because they won't let you do anything alone. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. You will thank me later. All right, coming up next, the Mark Childress Show. Stay tuned for that. As I said, Mark does a great job, always has interesting guests, followed by Clemson basketball, Clemson at Pitt tonight. Walter Petula, Road Rage. I'm at Twin Peaks tomorrow. I'll have Rolling Stones tickets. Come see me.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
The month of love is here. If you're not loving your look, maybe it's time to give Urban Nirvana a try. Their professional stylists can make you love looking in the mirror. And guys, if you are looking for the perfect gift for the love of your life, Urban Nirvana has the answer. Log on to urbannirvana.com where you can buy it and print a gift certificate from wherever you are. She'll love it. Salon or spa, there's something to love at Urban Nirvana. Show some love at With Urban Nirvana, MECB Station, or the Shops at Green Ridge, online at urbannirvana.com.
Be all in with Founders. When it comes to your financial needs, Founders Federal Credit Union never strikes out. Founders offers a winning lineup with the most innovative products and services, like free checking with e-statements, Founders Online, Founders App, Founders Pay.